Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Saturday, August 24th, 2019. So today we're going to read 4 short verses from the book of Matthew. It really gets to the heart of what it means to fast. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." So like I said, this is kind of the heart of what fasting is all about. Fasting is really about learning to feast on God, learning to live with God as our sustenance and our very kind of center of our being, and not needing to rely on things like food as the ultimate like sustenance. Obviously we need to eat food and we need to stay healthy and we need to, you know, exercise and do all those things that our physical body needs. But every once in a while to set aside food, to concentrate on something that maybe is even bigger than that, and that is our relationship with God. And so that whole statement, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God, is something that we could really take a hold of, and we could begin to just live in our lives day to day, that really ultimate reality is found in the words of God, in the words of Scripture, in the commands of God, in the ways that God has shown us already that God loves us. That's where we find real life and meaning and hope and a sense of purpose. It's in hearing the words of God and listening to them and ultimately in obeying them, and not necessarily just in eating food. Obviously, like I said, food is important for survival and it's important for us to be healthy. But when we fast, we realize that there are even things that are greater than food, and there are deeper longings that we have that God has placed within us to know God and to be known by God, to have this relationship with God. And so I would like to challenge you as we kind of wind down this week on fasting, maybe think about a time that you would like to fast. Like I said, make sure you're physically able to fast, but maybe think about, would you be willing to fast one meal? Maybe lunch one day or dinner. If you fast dinner, you're actually having a more extended fast because you'll fast from lunch to the next morning's breakfast. And when you feel hunger pains and when you think to turn to go to the fridge or to the snacks, then turn your attention towards God. Say a word of prayer. Realize that God is with you, that God loves you. Read Scripture, perhaps, and turn towards God, because ultimately we realize that the deeper things of God give us a whole different kind of sustenance that food can't even reach. There's a sense that our lives are made complete by God and that we have peace with God. And many of us know that we eat every day and we eat sometimes more than 3 meals a day, and those things, just eating in and of itself, does not bring peace, does not bring contentment, does not bring joy, does not bring hope. Now, eating to celebrate sometimes is accompanying those feelings of peace and contentment and joy and hope, but eating in and of itself will not necessarily fulfill the deepest longings of our heart. So think about fasting this week. And that's just a thought for this morning. I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.